You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. I'm here with Kate Lochte in Studio A, and we're joined on the phone this morning by Elizabeth Schmidt, the director of the Kentucky Environmental Education Council. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
Elizabeth, I was alerted to what you do by actually a public service announcement that came across my desk about a meeting at Murray State this Thursday from 4 to 6 about the next Kentucky Environmental Education Council 5-year Environmental Education Master Plan. And as I mentioned to you before, I had no idea what you all do, and now I see that you are charged with making us all environmentally literate.
That's correct. We've been in existence actually since 1994, and Kentucky is known as a leader in the nation for our environmental education efforts. In addition to having a 5-year master plan for environmental education, Kentucky has adopted an environmental literacy plan. We have a statewide nonprofit that does a lot of amazing environmental education work. And my agency also runs the Kentucky Green and Healthy Schools program and a professional certification program for environmental educators.
So what will you all be doing during the meeting? How will you organize getting feedback on the plan?
The meeting is designed in a couple of stages, and the goal is really for the council to be able to learn from folks at the local level about what's happening in your region around environmental education. So our first step in the meeting is to look at the goals from the 2009-2014 plan and discuss whether or not those goals should be kept, modified, or deleted, and also discuss a little bit about what's working or not working at the local level for each one of those recommendations in the last master plan. And then the second phase is all about brainstorming new goals. And the structure is very much designed to be hands-on, engaging. The discussion happens around a table level, and then each table reports back out to the large group so that we're not spending the entire time in one large group format, or I'm not up there lecturing at the group.
Now, I understand that the council would like to see environmental education as an integral part of general education requirements. How tough is that to actualize?
It's challenging. I think we face the impression from folks that environmental education is something extra to be added to the curriculum, when in fact it's a great way to integrate all of the essential core content areas across the curriculum. So it makes a great theme for learning about how to be a good writer, all of the other facets of English language arts. It's a great way to teach math, social studies, art, and of course science.
Where have you seen this integration occurring with most success?
Well, we have seen success happening at a number of schools across the entire Commonwealth. I spent 2 days last week on a Green Ribbon Schools tour, and that's a tour that brought the U.S. Department of Education here to Kentucky to see some of our winners of the Green Ribbon School program at the national level. And so although we've had schools honored from across the Commonwealth, we toured 5 schools in Scott County and in Fayette County. And what we found at those schools is that they are integrating the 3 pillars of the Green Ribbon Schools program, which are focused on environmental waste reduction or environmental compliance conservation measures. There's an environmental education or sustainability education component, and then there's a health and wellness component. And so At these schools, we see students who are engaged in very hands-on learning. They're getting outside, they're being physically active, and they're eating well. And all of these individual measures are adding up to create students that have very high achievement, not only on standardized tests, but also in 21st century learning skills like problem solving and teamwork.
So those skills are models for the rest of the systems. What do colleges and universities need to do to provide teachers for these children?
That's a great question. We have in the state 5 centers for environmental education, and one of those is at Murray State University. And what the Center for Environmental Education is doing is helping to give teachers, first of all, a basic level of environmental literacy so that they feel comfortable teaching about how human and environmental systems connect, and then also those skill sets for how to take students outside of the classroom and teach in an outdoor setting, also how to teach those core content areas like math with an environmental theme. The other thing that we're working with colleges and universities to do is to integrate environmental literacy content or concepts into essential courses that all students take so that it's not just teacher education, but so that all of our students are graduating with basic understanding of those human environment connections and how our own personal actions can add up to make a big difference. The third thing that universities are doing and Murray State is doing is offering an environmental education endorsement, and that's a 12-credit certificate that teachers can earn as they're working towards their master's degree in education.
As I read through the master plan, Land, Legacy, and Learning, I had the sense that in many ways, environmental education used to be a parental job. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's something that one thinks of families growing up together and going out in the wild and eating nutritious food together. So it seems to me this is sort of another kind of inroad into what is traditionally parental responsibility, much like character counts kinds of programs. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure. I think that there is still a really important role for families to take in environmental education and getting kids outside. We're now facing a generation of parents who also grew up spending a lot of time indoors, and so the challenge is not only to get children outside at the family level, but to get parents to take their children outside or to allow their children to play outside, which is a new challenge to these last couple of generations. And, you know, schools are an essential component to providing children with these opportunities as it has become a little less... families have become a little less engaged in getting children outside, but that doesn't take away the important role that parents or other caregivers have in making sure that their children get outside, get active, and are able to just enjoy getting fresh air, looking under rocks, chasing bugs, and watching birds.
And to grow up at being informed citizens when legislation concerning environmental issues occurs.
Absolutely, and that's one of the most exciting and relevant things about environmental education for students and teachers alike, I think, is the problem-solving facet and the community engagement role of environmental education. It's easy to try to avoid bringing issues which may be considered controversial into the classroom, but in fact, what we try to do with environmental education is to teach children how to think, not teach children what to think. And when teachers bring up issues that are found in one's own community those problems are very relevant to students because they're in their own backyard, and that's age-appropriate learning for students, is to help them tackle local problems and understand local issues. And so not only are they engaged because it's something that affects them personally, but they also get engaged because children like controversy. We all like to have critical discussions about issues that excite us. And so what we can do through environmental education is help our students become better listeners, better communicators, and to explore all facets of any given issue and look at the facts from all sides and all perspectives before coming to their own conclusions or our own conclusions about what we think is the best solution to any given problem in a community.
Notable aspirations. We're speaking with Elizabeth Schmitz, who is the executive director of the Kentucky Environmental Education Council. Elizabeth, let's close with your reiterating the who, what, why, where, when of the public meeting this week.
Great. The master plan meeting for the 5-year environmental education master plan at Murray State is taking place on, I'm really sorry, but I'm pulling up the exact details of that meeting because we actually have, we've had 12 scheduled around the state.
Oh, my goodness.
And so keeping up with each individual detail is really challenging.
Well, I've got it in front of me, so I'll do the business. It's Thursday, and the meeting is 4 to 6 p.m. in Alexander Hall. Room 240, that's the auditorium. And Alexander Hall is off 16th Street on the Murray State campus.
Thank you so much. And I understand that there will be refreshments served as well there. And additional details about the plan are at our website, keec.ky.gov.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thanks so much for your time.
You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.